There we go. Oof. It is nearly, it is 11:36, and I haven't even, I think I'm just coming up on Willard. And that requires some explanation. Every single route out of Santa Rosa was screwed up. I went down Highway 54 the normal way on my way to Vaughan, and all of a sudden, everything just kind of fell apart. Apparently there was something in the road that they had to do an EMS guy out from under it. It's a big wreck. And I was like sitting there and going, this is going nowhere. So I turned around, drove back to Pastura, which has a road that goes up Pastura to back up to the interstate. And the interstate looked okay, kind of, but tractor trailers, thank you. The tractor trailers were, they're all parked on the side of the road. It's like, what the heck is this? But the road seemed pretty clear, so I started going down the road, and it was okay. We were kind of, and all of a sudden it came to a stop, too, because there's been, construction on it for the last month or so, and I knew it was coming up. I didn't know there was going to be so much traffic on a Sunday. Everybody's trying to get back, I guess, to Los Angeles or something. Anyway, so that was kind of how it went. And that started stopping, so I got to the rest area finally along there to go to the bathroom, so that was going pretty bad. And then I looked and I saw that my gasoline, this car has like not even a 9-gallon tank in it. So it doesn't have a ton of range. And so I stopped in Milagro to get gas, which cost $4 a gallon. And so I put 4 gallons in the thing, which pretty much filled it up. And anyway, so after we did that, I knew that there was a sign in Vaughan that said this way to Milagro. And so I said, okay, and the overpass to go south out of Milagro I can get to pretty readily. So I did, and I got off of the interstate. As far as you could see down the road, it was 2 lanes backed up. Things moved, but really slow. So I said, well, I got enough gas, so I should be okay. So I just started heading south out of Milagro. It became a dirt road, and there's been a lot of raining, so it was a little muddy, and then there was muddy patches. So I was zooming down that thing going, boy, Heavenly Father, I really hope that this is the actual road, and I'm not going to get in trouble. And so I was just sitting there praying, going, no, Heavenly Father, watch over me, because I was having to go through some big water puddles, big suckers, and I would try to go through them kind of fast so I wouldn't get stuck in the mud, and I was slipping and sliding all over the place. It was like, oh my gosh. And then it was the whole question of, you know, of course, the road started getting rougher and more puddles, and it was less developed, and it was like, oh my gosh, am I really on the right road, or am I on somebody's ranch road that ends up at their house and it's nothing? But I kept going, and I kept going, and it was like, oh my gosh, where is this thing going? And I think it took about an hour. But finally, I got behind these two vehicles, but they were going really slow, and it was like, oh my gosh! But I stayed behind them, and they started going down the road, but I saw the sign that said, this is the way to Milagro, and it was like, oh, this must be a sign that tells people on the road that you're supposed to take that they're supposed to, you know, turn here. So I backed up and went back to the dirt road, and the dirt road went way down across the railroad track, and then it finally ended up, at Highway 60. It was like, oh, because that's where in Vaughan, getting outside of Vaughan, you saw this road. Said it was a brown sign, which is weird. Usually they're green or something, and so it was a little confusing. I think the brown for the brown side meant that it was a dirt road, because the whole thing was a dirt road until you got really close to the highway, and then it was paved. It was like, oh, jeez. So anyway, finally, man, to Vaughan, it was like, I'm going to go to Alsip soon. I needed to try to wash off as much mud as I could. Boy, let me tell you, this car was muddy. And I thought it was great because it probably was pretty clean, because I hit a big rainstorm between Tucumcari and Santa Rosa. It's like, ah! So while I was there doing all that, all of a sudden, those two vehicles that I had ended up following for a little while on that dirt road before they kind of got confused, and I went the other way, which was the right way to go, at least for me, they finally showed up there at Alsip's too. And they said, are you the guy that was following us? And I said, yeah. And they said, whoa! We got lost. And I said, yeah, I know. And you guys, and I turned the other way because I kind of figured that was the way to go. And they were like, oh, wow. And then they said, that was the car you were driving? And the kid came up and he said, I thought it was a truck. And I said, no, not a truck. It's just this. I said, isn't this the perfect vehicle to take down dirt road? It's all muddy. And they laughed. They said, that four-wheel drive? I said, no way. And they went, wow. So I had a little conversation with them. They were pretty fun people, actually. They had actually been on the interstate, too, and decided that they would go the Milagro Road as well. They were just ahead of me quite a ways. Because I was doing about 40 down that dirt road. They were doing about 15. That was what made me crazy at the end, because I had to stop sometimes right before I was going through a big puddle, because I really wanted to, you know, I wanted to race it, because I didn't want to get stuck, and they would slow down. It's like, oh my gosh, you guys must be brave, because I wouldn't do that. So anyway, and so I finally got, you know, I cleaned up the car somewhat at the Alsip's, and the Alsip's was closed. They closed the Alsip's, probably because they couldn't get anybody to work that night. Sunday night, you know, nobody wanted to work, I guess, I don't know. Anyway, so, oops. Here I am on Highway 60. It's really late. It's 11:47. I haven't quite got the mountain there yet, so I've got to get the mountain there. I usually try to get some gas in the mountain there. But we're doing pretty good. It says we're doing 42 miles to the gallon, which is pretty darn good. The car's got a few more rattles than it did before. So I had an adventure. It's the first time I had said, ooh, this road goes to Milagro. And so I finally took the road from Milagro and it's okay. I saw back behind me when I finally got on US 60 to the last couple of miles before you actually get into Vaughan, and I looked behind me, and there still looked like there was lights and spinny things, as if they were still trying to deal with the with whatever wreck happened there. And like, man, I said, now this was crazy and really time-consuming adventure, but it looks like it was actually not a bad way to go. Except now it's like, how much sleep are you going to get now, bro? And you go, well, I'm going to get some. I'll probably sleep until 5, which is when my alarm goes off. That gets me to my work about 6:30, so I get off at about 4:30, which isn't my favorite, but, you know, it's nice to get some sleep. I imagine I'll still be kind of a wreck on Monday afternoon. But I've got to go grocery shopping, you know, the normal things I got to do on a Monday to try to keep up with things, because I'm pretty much out of food here. I should have bought some while I was in Tucumcari doing something, but I said, oh, Monday's always the day when I go grocery shopping. And, you know, oh, no. So it might be a little tricky in the morning. I got my water, so I'm okay. I'm not going to die, but might be kind of rough. So, that was the adventure that I had. This is June, what day is this? June the 3rd? No. That's Shana's birthday. And that was a few days ago. Today is June the 4th. It was yesterday. So, okay, June the 3rd, Sunday, June the 3rd. And so that's all I got to say. And a lot of excitement. I can see a little stuff that looks like I'm really getting close to Mount Air. So I'm going to get to Mount Air. And if I can get some gas, I'll try to get some more gas just to make sure that I'm topped up and I'm okay. Oh my gosh. I've got the train. Of course, I'm meeting the train. Just passed him, but there you go. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.